Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, apologies on behalf of Mother Nature if you have to find the stupid scraper and get the ice or the snow off of your car this morning. It's not right. It's April 11th. It ought to be in the 50s or the 60s, not in the 30s, but we'll get there eventually, I guess. And Curtis will keep you updated as the official WEEI weather smoke on what happens there. This is Lou from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Listen, I really enjoy the banter on different subjects, but I can't take this Pokemon talk anymore.
Oh.
I mean, Shine has said some stuff that has just really gotten under my skin lately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And to have his uncle call in yesterday and say that Shine is the next Greg Hill, like, are you kidding me?
Wasn't my uncle. I don't even think my uncle listens to the program, but thank you.
I want to compare and contrast something that was said on this show on Monday.
Yeah.
And Shine said the adrenaline rush that he gets from tearing packs. Ripping packs.
Yes. Yep, that's the
word. And then less than an hour later, you have Travis Mills on this show talking about the adrenaline rush that he gets from kayaking and mountain bike riding and horseback riding as a quadruple amputee.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Well, yeah, some of us are too scared to go whitewater rafting and mountain biking, bud. Like, we find our thrills in other ways.
Greg, here's what I'd like to offer.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you a check for the your foundation in OOP, like I do every year.
Yeah.
But I would also like to offer a check for $100. And if I get outbid or you just choose not to do this, I understand. But $100 to the Travis Mills Foundation for the honor of caddying for you to defeat this kid in your golf match.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
Double caddies.
Yeah.
Is that allowed at the Masters?
I think it would be fine for this because it's about raising money. So,
okay.
Yes. Lou, hang on so we can get some information. And as you mentioned, we will see you and the rest of the Mainers on June 6th at the Brunswick on the beach in Old Orchard Beach for the roadshow. So thank you, Lou. Love it. I don't know. Spaz wants the caddy, but he doesn't have the caddy. If Shime has an issue with me having more than one caddies, I will take Lou.
You can do whatever you want, Greg. It's not going to help you.
Are we going to live stream this on Twitch?
Yes, we are.
We could have Spaz just do the commentary.
He could, yes.
That would be pretty good.
Yes. Okay, yes, yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then he can trash talk Chime every time.
Oh, then he can equally heckle everybody.
Correct, well, yes.
And Greg, not to get too into the weeds here, but in your new contract, isn't it that Ken is contractually obligated to be your caddy?
That is not true. I mean, Ken is, he runs this place with an iron fist, Curtis. You know that.
That is true.
You know.
Boss man.
Can I throw in a non sequitur? I was just reading Shaughnessy's piece. This is not my lead, but Courtney's going to love this. At the end, there are 363 acknowledgments where Robert, where Bill Belichick thanks all these people. He says this about Jordan. Thank you to my idea mill and creative muse, Jordan Hudson.
Wow. Muse. He didn't use the term muse, did he?
Well, Jordan used that term.
Wow. I love it. I did send a DM yesterday, and I'm just checking to see if I missed to Jordan.
Oh, to Jordan you did to get her on the show to
still,
talk about?
She still hasn't opened.
She's doing the like cheerleading things. You see her on social media?
Yeah, but I said cheerleader to cheerleader. I'd love to have you on the show.
Okay.
But this is the only very thinly veiled shot from Belichick to Kraft. Quote, somewhere someone came up with the phrase the Patriot way. I think they made some money off it. Good for them. Here's something you should know. The Patriot way does not exist. Quote, unquote. Awesome.
I am here for petty Bill Belichick. Are you not?
Oh, yes.
This is interesting.
So great. That goes right up the keister.
That was a quick book you put out, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to write when you have a muse.
Yeah, that's true.
When your muse is lounging there in a sundress,
right,
on the back deck in Sconset, it's very easy to pull out the old typewriter and to write word after word after word, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph.
She's living her best life, huh?
That is awesome. All right.
Where is she doing that? Is that
she's at Daytona, so it's nationals right now for cheerleading.
I see.
She's still coaching? Is that why she's there?
Well, she does All-Star still, but she's just there, I think, to take in the festivities. She's wearing a UNC top, so.
Oh, okay. So she's like an adult cheerleader in leagues.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Very similar to the dudes that were in the caddy outfits at the Masters party yesterday. Like, what's the oldest cheerleader that is there? Asking for a friend.
I mean, there's plenty of NFL cheerleaders or NBA cheerleaders that are probably as old or older than Jordan.
Okay, but is there like one woman who won't give it up who's like in her 50s who shows up?
And there's always that, like, you know, in the beer league hockey. So if this is like beer league cheerleading.
Yeah.
I mean, what she's at right now, this is college nationals.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she she's.
No, she's just there as a spectator.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I thought she was competing.
Then why is she doing, why is she cheering?
They have one day where it's like stunt fest, basically. Alum can go and
form a cheerleaders.
Yeah, stunt with each other.
Okay, what is Bill's book called, Curtis?
F off. I don't know, but there is an entire chapter dedicated to mistakes. Does not include the words Malcolm or Butler.
It doesn't.
Does not.
Huh.
Which would.
But he does acknowledge. Are they his mistakes, or is he pointing out mistakes of others?
I think it would be his. I don't know.
Okay.
But the book is titled The Art of Winning, Why I Never Won Without Tom. Oh, interesting.
Okay. The Art of Winning. I love it. All right. Well, I mentioned it while we were talking to Lou. We will be in Maine. Good morning and hello to all of you who loyally listen to this show up there in Maine every morning. And we will be there for a road show at the Brunswick on June 6th and then June 7th on Saturday. It is our 8th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament right there at the Brunswick. And if Brees doesn't win, I'm suing. Just a heads up on that. We have the weekly wrap-up coming up. I would play it right now. It's so good.
He's talented.
It's
pen game is ridiculous.
It's bop. I mean, it is fat with a straight fat with a pH.
All right.
It's so good this week.
Nah, it is lit.
What's the first time we could get to that? Probably not till like 8:20 or something, Shine.
That works.
What if people have to go to work though?
Well,
they're listening right now.
You want to? We could play it quick at 7 as an early listen, and then play it later at 9 or.
Do we do it at 7 or do we do it like a preamble into They Said It?
At 7:20. Okay, let's do that. Okay.
So we do it. What we do, they set it at 7:45. We'll play that.
No, we're sticking to the clock today, Curtis. That means to stick to the clock, we got to get right to this right this moment.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I'm reluctant to interrupt. You can't interrupt the highwaymen, Sean.
Well done, Greg.
I feel like we interrupted Johnny Cash, and nobody should ever interrupt Johnny Cash. That's the problem when you pick a song like that.
You're right, and that's my fault.
The urge is to you feel like an obligation to listen to the whole entire thing.
Especially Johnny Cash.
Well done. Why did you choose that this morning?
I was in a Johnny Cash mood, and I was searching the catalog. I came across the highway, and I go, oh, this is such a great song. We need to play it this morning.
It is a banger. Absolute banger. And every single song, just so you know, every single song that Shime has ever played as a rejoin, coming back from commercials on this radio show, is on a Spotify playlist. And what's that called?
That's correct, Greg. It's called The Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end. There's over 5,600 songs, approaching 5,700. If you DM me, I can send you the link. I've already sent it to like 10 people this week.
Okay.
So you can search for it or just DM me and I'll send it over.
All right. So if at any point you heard a song and you didn't know what it was, you can go back and search there. So leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. What was it? It was the famous quote from Dennis Green. They are who we thought they were.
Correct.
I hate to take...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one off per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joy in someone else's misery, but God, Rory McIlroy is exactly who I thought he was. I don't know why I just enjoy betting against Rory at every turn, because everybody on the planet seems to love him, and I just think he's kind of a tool.
Is it because he was such a dink about the Live guys?
No,
that's what it is for me.
For me, it's dated before that. I've just always felt he's kind of dinkish, and so I've always liked to root against Rory, and he was having a great day until like the final four holes where he doubles 15 because he puts one in the drink and then doubles again on 17. This guy is the biggest Masters choker I've ever seen. He will never win the career Grand Slam because he is so bad at Augusta, and I don't know why it brings me this much joy, but it does, and so I needed to bring it to the attention of everyone.
Okay, Sean, how are you doing wager-wise?
Pretty good so far.
I'm up.
I had like one bet that actually finished yesterday, which was Scottie Scheffler to shoot under 70.5, which was easy money, felt like. I would be... I don't know what Scotty's number is today. Haven't looked, but I will be betting the under blindly because he gets the later shift today. He doesn't tee off until 1:20, which means the course will dry out from the rain this morning. He'll be a little bit better off.
All right, Chime. Thanks. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, quick personal lead. Just wanted to say how fortunate we are in Boston to have the greatest healthcare on the planet. My dad had a quadruple bypass yesterday, as you know, at the Brigham, and first of all, every building you enter is the Hale Building. I mean, what they do for this community in ways that are just so remarkable needs to be discussed more often because they'll never talk about it. But I was with my dad last night. Literally, they stop his heart. Like, the surgeon, I met with him a couple weeks ago, and my dad, these people, like, thank God these people apply themselves to these kinds of things. The most brilliant person I've ever spoken to in my life. And he sits there and he's like, yep, you know, we'll get your dad patched up. He'll be out. And the other thing is, we've had a lot of people, Wiggy's great about promoting men to get colonoscopies to get ahead of colon cancer and all of that. My dad, I'd wanted him to get a new knee for a while because he can't really move that well. And my son is you know, would love to have his grandfather that could run around for a bit. And he took a stress test, and he didn't pass, and then an angiogram, and they found all these clogged arteries. So just so grateful. Oh, my God. He was joking a bit. Last night, on the day that they did this procedure, the nurse, Kara, these people, like, it's just, we are so unbelievably blessed to live in a city where you can go and your dad's going to have this procedure and the doctor says 98% chance he'll be fine. I'll do it myself. I'll be home for dinner. Like, just unbelievable. So thankful for everybody there and just so grateful to live here for those reasons.
And so it was a quadruple for Courtney. That's four.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I knew that. Yep. Thank you.
But that's amazing, and he's doing well, Curtis, this morning.
Yeah.
Just, right, good job.
Awesome.
Enjoy your time. Best. He is the best, he is, John Curtis.
Yes, yes, he is. Yeah. And it was, I heard from a nurse over there, they said it was a little bit inappropriate that you showed up right before the procedure with a new will for him to sign.
They actually, I asked the nurse to keep his hands tied because they were nervous he would take the breathing tube out, and I had him sign some things, and I kept saying, Dad, guess which one of your kids is here?
Dad. Oh, were you the only one there?
No,
oh, yeah.
No, no, Kim. Big she was
points,
here too.
Big points, Curtis.
Those brownie points.
So, huge right. ones. And yeah. They said that the arteries were clogged with IOUs, which is kind of weird.
Well, we are delighted that he's doing well.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Awesome. Get checked out for everything.
All right. We will get a lead from Courtney. Any kind of a tease on the topic of your lead?
Masters.
Oh, you have a master's lead?
I
again?
Sure do.
Okay.
I sure do.
All right. So Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, and my lead coming up, and then we will squeeze in an early debut of this week's weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic at 7 on today's show.